There are those who would argue that great literature is often produced in times of social and political crisis. In many ways, medieval Welsh literature would support that point of view. Through periods of warfare, conquest and colonisation, literary texts were composed that still excite and inspire readers today. Welsh independence effectively came to an end with the death of Llywelyn ap Gruffydd of Gwynedd at the hands of English soldiers in 1282. Yet that occurred in the middle of a golden age for Welsh manuscript culture. From between about 1250 and 1400, we have dozens of surviving manuscripts that contain most of the classics of medieval Welsh literature. There must have been manuscripts produced in Welsh before 1250, but for various reasons they have been lost. Almost everything we know of medieval literature comes from manuscripts produced after 1250, although many of these same manuscripts contain texts that were composed before that time. A handful of manuscripts stand out from this golden period. As long ago as 1868, W.F. Skene brought four of them together under the title of the Four Ancient Books of Wales. These were the Black Book of Carmarthen, the Book of Aneurin, the Book of Taliesin, and the Red Book of Hergest. The earliest is the Black Book of Carmarthen, copied around 1250, an idiosyncratic collection of poetry of various dates and genres. The Book of Aneurin contains a long poem called the Gododdin, to which we will return later. It was copied around 1275. From the first part of the 14th century comes the Book of Taliesin, another collection of poetry. Both Aneurin and Taliesin were thought to have been early poets, dating from around the year 600 AD. Taliesin, though, came to be something of a talismanic figure in Welsh literature, with a huge amount of material from later dates being attributed to him. The Red Book of Hergest is the latest and by far the largest of these manuscripts. Dating from around 1400, it contains a veritable library of texts, a huge range of both prose and poetry. Some 40 years after Skene's work, a further manuscript appeared, which can be fairly added to these four. At a house called Hendre Gadredd in northwest Wales in the year 1910, a manuscript was discovered in an unused wardrobe in a spare bedroom. Written about 1300, the Hendre Gadredd manuscript contains an unsurpassed collection of poetry from the 12th and 13th centuries. Most of this poetry is in the form of elegies and eulogies to Welsh rulers, and the poets are thus generally known as the poets of the princes. The Red Book of Hergest has a smaller collection of these poems, but it includes perhaps the best known, the memorable elegy composed by Gruffydd Aberyn ar Coch on the death of Llywelyn ap Gruffydd in 1282.